The kudos went to an unlikely pair of artists, Vincent Balintzog and Richard Einert, both photographers named February 15th as Citizens of the Year. Photographers take a lot into consideration when composing a shot. What's in the background, foreground, and corners of the frame? Where's the light?
And I picture it in my mind, like, in the right place, the right time. Cloud cover is like this. Oh, it's going to be a nice sunset. It's going to be red tonight. That's playing in my mind before I take the picture.
That's Balintzog. He says the timing is important.
You have already like a picture of what you want, but you just have to wait for the right time.
He says it took him 4 years to get his perfect shot of the Northern Lights. His passion is landscape photography. It's part of why he moved from the Philippines to Southeast Alaska. An old friend posted photos of Wrangell scenery, and that convinced him to move here. Friend and fellow photographer Rich Einert captures the scenery of his new home as well. He moved here from Billingham, Washington, about 4 years ago.
There's just a ton of birds here, you know, eagles, herons, little shorebirds, little waterfowl. I love taking photos of all of them.
He focuses on wildlife photography. He even drives a tour boat in the summer months, giving him plenty of opportunities to photograph bears at the Annan Bear and Wildlife Observatory. But both of these photographers gained more attention once they started photographing people, not just nature. They've documented community events like basketball games, runs, and the polar bear plunge. The photos circulate on social media for folks to share. It's why they've been honored this year by the Chamber of Commerce.
Every time Vince and Rich take a photo, they are documenting Wrangell's history.
Jill Privett was one of those that nominated the visual artists. Full disclosure, she's also KSTK's program director and reads the news in the morning.
So maybe 150 years from now, we can all look back and say, hey, I remember that 4th of July. I remember that Queen Contest. I remember the egg toss. I remember receiving this award.
Both Einert and Balintzog say they were shocked to get the recognition. It's not something they expected or even asked for. But even as they're being invaded, they've got cameras in hand.
I see it as it's our practice time. So if you practice on moving people, practice focusing, like, you know, random shooting, it's one way to learn also.
4th of July is a great time to capture Wrangell's townsfolk. The egg toss is Einert's favorite.
And especially if you can get, like, the egg right in the hands, or it hits right in front of them and you catch that explosion. Yeah, I really enjoy that.
Both say capturing people is actually harder than photographing nature. Birds and sunsets can't complain if you get them in an unflattering light. But then again, they won't express gratitude or present an award at a Chamber of Commerce gala for the work that touches them. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.